You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to this weekend just before Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's going to have time to visit with friends and family and have some good vittles. No matter what kind of diet you do, meat eater like me, vegetarian, vegan, whatever. I hope you get some good quality stuff. We talk a lot about nutrition and things. We've got a lot of pretty strong opinions about all that. Some of it's on the website under the health part of the website. We're going to be talking about it in January, and the Organic Club of America is putting on a little deal for you then that brings you this hour of the show. We're going to have a healthy living and growing seminar for the members of the Organic Club of America. Information about it is right on the website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the information button right over there on the left side. It's going to be Saturday, January the 19th from 10 until 4 for the members to come in person. It'll be in Allen, Texas, but it'll be broadcast so that people can listen all over the country. And we're looking forward to having you with us. We're going to cover all kinds of different subjects and have some guest speakers and some surprises and all kinds of things there. Crazy Rick called in to respond to one of the questions that came up that I didn't know for sure. You know, we recommend that when people plant acorns, they throw the acorns into a bucket of water, and the ones that sink tend to be the ones that are still viable, and the ones that float you toss away because they've been invaded by a worm or a weevil or something like that, or disease, or they've cracked, something like that. And I was asked, can you use that same technique with pecans? And I've never done it with pecans. So Rick called in and said all the pecans float, the good and bad ones. I kind of had a suspicion of that. And obviously the freshest ones from the tree are the best for you to plant if you're going to grow a seedling pecan from a pecan seed. Let's see what else we need to do before we go back. We had full lines, and everybody dropped off, and now they're coming back on. There's one open now, 866-444-3478. Next is David, I believe, in Paris, Texas. I would assume Texas anyway.
Yes.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
How? Doing good.
I called you about a week, maybe a couple of weeks ago, with a question about blackberries. And I've been mulling that over ever since our call. And it's kind of ironic that I would ask about starting a blackberry patch because they grow like weeds. They grow wild all over my place.
Yeah, they do.
And, of course, I have the sandy soil. It's fairly acidic, and my well water is neutral to acidic. But what I was wondering, what would happen if I transplanted some of my wild blackberries into a really nice organic bed?
Well, you'd probably
see, because of the problem, of course, with the wild blackberries is they produce only sporadically, and sometimes they'll go 2 or 3 years without anything substantial.
Well, what that is we get into this conversation about pecans and about other things too. There's really no cycle of being on 1 year and off 2 years and things like that. It's just about the weather and whether or not they got enough moisture when they were setting the buds, setting the fruit and all that sort of thing. So theoretically, you'd move some blackberries from the wild that have been producers in the past into a cultivated garden that will increase production and be more consistent and have larger fruit. The taste and the quality and all that, you know, is kind of who knows, but it's certainly easy to try and see how it works for you. I would guess that you'd have good luck with that idea.
Well, I like the economy of that because I can do that this afternoon.
Have you tasted those wild
They're wonderful.
Oh, well.
And two years ago, I picked gallons of them in my front yard,
mm-hmm.
but that was quite unusual. because in most years, you know, what the birds don't get, you might get a quart. And, well, if you're lucky. So I was just wondering if you know, you put them in a nice organic bed, and I assume they love the acid, kind of like the blueberries.
Yeah, they're not. They're a lot more tolerant of a wide range there.
Okay.
Yeah, and just having normal bed preparation and not worrying about the pH too much at all is what I'd recommend. There is a slight possibility, David, that they would not respond well to an improved soil, that they would like the chemistry and the makeup of the unimproved wild area. That's always a possibility, but I think that you'll find that they'll do great. They'll really enjoy that. And like you say, it's real easy to try. You just basically rip some out of the ground, stick them in the new beds, and they'll grow like crazy. They're that easy to propagate.
And right now is about the time to do that.
It'd be a great time to do it. Sure would. Just wear some thick gloves and be careful.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Let me know how that works out. That's a good little research project.
Well, it's, you know, it saves a lot of money.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea. And for those of you listening to David and my conversation about this, if you have some acreage, or if you have a fence row, a chain link fence or barbed wire or something, I don't ever recommend you keeping the fences clean. And blackberries, raspberries, elderberries, things like that, like we're talking about, that's a perfect place to get a good crop going and keep the grasshopper population down at the same time.
Yes, it is, and I should trellis them too, I suppose.
You can, yeah, a lot of the commercial growers do keep them pruned and keep them trellised and keep them more tidy. It makes it a lot easier to harvest.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. 866-444-3478. Arlington, Texas. It's Betty.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Good morning. I have a complex question. I have some... we like smoothies, so we went to the fair and bought this whole nectar, ultimate whole soy. It's a protein for a smoothie base mix. And I have several, I don't know how they got lost, but I have several containers. They're 32 ounces. And I was wondering, but they've gotten old, like they say, used before 07. I didn't know I had them. And I have four of them. Would it hurt the compost to throw them in there?
No, not at all. I think that's a good way to use it rather than you eating something that's out of date. Yeah.
Yeah. I was afraid to eat, you know, use them, so I thought I'll throw in compost. And stuff like powders, are they okay to put in there, like baking powder or soda? Or?
Sure. That'd be fine. Just you'd never want to use something like that as a high percentage of the pile. You know, but if it's just a small portion of the pile, I think that the benefits are greater than the risks.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I love your program.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. It's 866-444-3478. And all of a sudden, there's some open lines for you there, too. 866-444-3478. Susan in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Susan.
Hi there. First off, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling for a friend of mine. They have bird mites. They had a bird nest outside on their covered patio, and either the bird died or somehow the bird got mites. And now their entire house, them and their cars, everything is infested. They've tried exterminators. They've tried, you know, everything anybody's ever said, and they're still having, you know, big problems on it. Anything that you could offer as a solution would be wonderful.
Yeah, a couple of things. First thing would be to get some beneficial nematodes right now, right away, and put them out all over the whole place while it's still relatively mild. I'd put them out all over the entire property. That wouldn't be extremely expensive, but I'd definitely do it right away.
Okay.
And then the second thing I would do, I'd spray the whole place. And if they don't have good spray equipment, I would hire somebody to come over and do it. You know, and if you can find somebody that primarily does organics, it's best, so that they didn't have some kind of chemical in the spray tank before. We're slowly but surely getting some companies set up, you know, that just do the organic spraying and tree care and stuff like that. But what I would spray, I'd spray the Garrett Juice Plus as the base, and I would add to it some of the same things that we would add for the really tough disease control things. I'd put, in this case, I'd put 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray. I would put the product called BioWash in at 1 tablespoon per gallon of spray. And I'd put 8 ounces of hydrogen peroxide in per gallon of spray and spray the whole place down real well.
Okay, yeah, they've taken, like, all the carpet out. They've painted.
Yeah, that's a problem. Let me put you on hold. Got to run real quick, and I'll be back right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Did you know that 2 of the top 5 most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett's new book, Organic Management for the Professional, is the first comprehensive guide to going green in large-scale landscaping, soil building, correct planting techniques, fertilizing, and pest control. You will learn how to apply these organic methods in large-scale landscaping, such as orchards, tree farms, and greenhouses, as well as recreational properties such as golf courses and parks. The Organic Management for the Professional is written for landscape architects and contractors, golf course managers, park administrators, turf managers, or other stewards of the land. Buy it today from your local bookstore, retailer, or the Natural Organic Warehouse.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant materials such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about the dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, for some time now, and you're going to continue to because it's the best on the market. My dogs are proof. Hannah, Carmen, and Tater wouldn't eat any other dog food. They might, but I'd have to soup it up with something that tastes really good. This dog food tastes great, and it's really good for them. There are no toxic preservatives in the product and some very high-quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One of the things I've noticed with my dogs eating Munster Natural is that they don't have any hip or joint problems, hardly ever, and that goes way back to many dogs that have eaten the Munster Natural. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling at their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product into the stores and make the customers happy, mainly making all the pets happy. There's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food. Again, that website is munstermilling.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
With you, and we've got full lines, but the number, if you hear somebody hang up or for next week, is 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. Susan has held on with us because we hadn't talked about controlling these mites. Bird mites is what they were referred to in the house. In the house, you there, Susan? I think the best thing to do there is to use either one of the commercial products that's an orange oil, and there are some that are labeled for interior use, delimonene products, and possibly add the hydrogen peroxide to the mix as well. But I think that the orange oil in the interior space, one, it'll smell good. It's a good cleaner, too. You could just clean everything with it as well as spray. You can use it a little stronger than 2 ounces per gallon of water in the house if you're not going to be hitting any of the interior plants or anything like that. The only fatal flaw of that idea is that if you spray an orange oil product on a real good varnish finish or a paint finish and you leave it there, it'll mess up the paint finish. It'll dull it. So be careful not to overuse it inside. But on carpet, and if it's a clean product, on carpet and furniture, upholstery, and things like that, I've never seen it to be a big problem. Some have some coloring added to it, and that coloring could be an issue. So you got to get a good quality product.
Well, and their infestation is actually so bad that they've had to get rid of all their furniture and the carpet and all of that.
Wow, wow.
And it's infested them. So I don't think that will be a problem. Their main objective right now is to get rid of them because they're all over them and they can't stay at the house.
Man, that's terrible. Well, the other thing that I'd recommend, and this is good for your skin and everything and your hair anyway, is when they shower, rinse off with apple cider vinegar.
Oh, and, good idea.
Yeah, and cleaning with with vinegar and, you know, the baking soda and the kind of things that we clean with instead of some of the soaps really probably helps with this control also. But getting it off their body, I'm sure that that would help. Just rinse with apple cider vinegar, and they'll be surprised at how nice it makes their skin feel anyway.
That's great. And where in the area can we get your products? The place I knew of went out of business.
Well, I don't have any products, but the products that I recommend.
Garrett juice and then the orange oil and all that.
Yeah, just call around. Some of the the stores that are under the that have the Dirt Doctor's organic corner that are listed on the website will help you. We don't have the products that we recommend in enough retail stores. We're working hard to try to get more people on board. And if all else fails, you can always go to thenaturalorganicwarehouse.com and get them through that.
Okay.
Okay, doke.
You've been a huge help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Seems like I needed to tell you something else. It wasn't from a caller. I'll think of it in a minute. Once again, that seminar, January the 19th, for the members of the Organic Club of America. If anybody has any specific topics that they'd like for me or the other people that are going to be involved to address, you know, just let us know. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or drop us a letter or call on the show or whatever you want to do. Christine in Waxahachie next up. Hey, Christine.
Yes, Howard. How are you?
Great.
I have two questions. One is the prospect of planting San Augustine grass sod this time of year.
No problem.
I didn't think so. Thank you. I have a health problem, and I just never can't seem to be able to get it in. You know, of course, during the summer, I can't.
I just planted some myself, and I know there are other people that say it's too late to do it, but they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, every golf course superintendent, you know, in this part of the world plants solid sod from now all through the winter if they can get the sod. So,
well, see, that's what I've seen,
no,
too,
it's
and
no,
I knew
no problem at all.
If it were taken care of properly. In general, if I plant it this time of year, how often should I water it?
There's not an answer for that. It just depends on the weather. Just make sure it doesn't dry out. You will have to water more often, if we don't get rain, and two, if the wind is blowing a lot. The wind really sucks the moisture out of some new sod laying on top of the ground. Now, one of the keys, and we always try to get people to do this, and it's a little more trouble. When you plant solid sod, throw it upside down first and wet the soil side of it and wet the area where it's going so you got wet to wet touching, and you'll never lose a piece of sod.
Okay. How much mulch or how much do I need to stir up the earth?
Just rough it up enough to where it's not hard, compact, real tightly compacted. If it's had any traffic on it or anything like that, scratch it, aerate it, rake it out smooth, just so it's got a little bit of texture to it and it's just not completely glazed over. Even if it is real tightly glazed over and not that great, St. Augustine and Bermuda and all the things that we plant as solid sod, pretty tolerant of that. It'll just do a lot better if there's some looseness and some air in the surface of the soil.
How about fertilizing it with an organic right after I plant it, or should I wait a while?
That's fine, but do it on top of the planting after you plant rather than putting it under the sod.
Okay.
That's more effective, and dry molasses would be a perfect choice.
Dry molasses.
And Garrett juice also, you know, but the dry molasses would be my first choice.
Okay, let me look at my list and see if there's anything. Oh, the second short question. I hope it's short.
Well, you're going to have to wait. I got to take a little break. Hang on. I'll talk to you in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Palestinian health officials say at least 10 civilians, including women and young children, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City. The strike flattened a two-story home. Gaza officials say 66 people have now been killed in Israel's Gaza offensive, including 32 civilians. As Israel and Hamas militants continue to trade fire, efforts to broker a truce are intensifying in Cairo. Egyptian security officials say a senior Israeli official has arrived in the city for talks. Myanmar's leader has ordered a new prisoner amnesty ahead of tomorrow's historic visit by President Obama. State television says 66 prisoners will be released, but it's not clear whether any of them are political prisoners. There's been an explosion on a bus in Kenya's capital. Police and the Red Cross say at least 5 people were killed and more than 24 were injured. Kenya's been hit by a string of grenade attacks in recent months. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you feel tired, worn down? Is it getting harder to keep your energy levels up during the day? If you want to know what lasting energy can feel like, then try MagnaBoost. It's simple. Your body needs key nutrients for energy. MagnaBoost gives you those nutrients in a special time-released capsule. You take MagnaBoost once, and you get energy from it the entire day. A cup of coffee can last a few hours. An energy shot may last through the morning. But MagnaBoost will take you through the entire day and all the way home, still feeling great. See for yourself with an exclusive risk-free trial. But you have to call now, because this risk-free offer won't last long. Just call 1-800-849-7604. Feel energy that lasts and lasts and lasts. Try MagnaBoost risk-free. Just call 1-800-849-7604. That's 1-800-849-7604. Call 1-800-849-7604.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. BCS chaos. Top-ranked Kansas State's loss coupled with second-ranked Oregon's defeat means Notre Dame is now the lone unbeaten team in the race for the BCS title game. And Alabama, which was upset last week, suddenly is back in the title picture. Kansas State fell behind 28-7 and never recovered in losing their first game at Baylor 52-24. Wildcats quarterback Colin Klein threw three interceptions.
Well, we knew they were a very good ball club coming in, and they just executed better than we did.
Oregon missed their field goal attempt in the first overtime, but Stanford made theirs as the Ducks lost for the first time in 13 games, 17-14. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota was harassed all night.
They did an awesome job just getting in their backfield and, you know, disrupting a lot of things.
Third-ranked Notre Dame, a 38-0 winner over Wake Forest, will likely move in to the number one slot. Irish quarterback Everett Golson passed for three scores.
I was glad of the team, you know, how we really prepared this whole week. And, you know, we kind of came out and executed tonight.
This is SRN Sports. Fourth-ranked Alabama was a 49-0 winner over Western Carolina. The Tide could move up to number two. Fifth-ranked Georgia beat Georgia Southern 45-14. The Bulldogs, also 10-1, will be at least third. Sixth-ranked Ohio State won against Wisconsin 21-14 in overtime. It was seventh-ranked Florida 23, Jacksonville State nothing. Eighth-ranked LSU 41, Mississippi 35. Johnny Manziel threw for three touchdowns and ran for two more. Number nine, Texas A&M beat Sam Houston State 47-28. 10th-ranked Florida State earned a berth in the ACC title game with a 41-14 rout of Maryland. 17th-ranked UCLA beat number 21 USC 38-21. The Bruins clinched the Pac-12 South. UCLA quarterback Brett Hundley with two rushing touchdowns and one passing says this was way different from last year's 50-0 loss to the Trojans.
We had a lot of doubters this year. After last year, and you know, you see what it's, you know, you see what we're doing this year. I mean, you know, it just takes that one little change and we could do anything.
Other top 25 winners: Clemson, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon State, and Nebraska. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you, and Christine had one more question, I believe, if she's still there. Christine, you with us?
Yeah, you bet. I have 75% shade on a couple of different sides of my front yard. Mm-hmm. What do you consider the best? It's dappled shade. What do you consider the best ground cover to use for that?
Oh, there's not one that's the best. There's several that will work in that situation. I've used Liriope and Mondo Grass, which is Ophiopogon. I've used Horse Herb, which is a native ground cover.
Okay.
And you can use Asian Jasmine. It can take shade, too, if you know, you don't already have a lot of it. It's one that takes that situation pretty well. I have a ground cover that is pretty good. That's used more in Houston than in this area, but it might be good for Waxahachie. It's called Artesia.
Artesia
would be it's a larger leaf and has little red berries on it, and it's a ground cover that you might want to consider for a shady area also. Yes, Artesia. It's Artesia. Artesia, I believe is how it's spelled.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. I want to give one more plug to this wonderful dog that's available for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the SPCA. It's Baby Girl, and she's a 10-year-old female Labrador mix, and she's beautiful. And the reason I think this would be a great adoption, one of our best choices that we have ever had that I was really raising my eyebrows about at first, Judy and Logan called me and they said they found this great big black lab dog female and they wanted to bring her home. Well, they had already decided to do it. They really didn't care what I thought about it. And she's just been wonderful. She has been so sweet and all. And I got a sneaking feeling that baby girl would be the same. So check her out if you're looking for a great pet. And Carmen is ours, 9 years old, so don't worry about the 10-year-old part of it. Let's see who's next. Betty, I believe, in Arlington, Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Listen, we have a room that we it was like a large closet where we kept, you know, you keep saying, well, put it in the room, put it in the room. Well, finally, in the room, we had to get some furniture out. And when we did, lo and behold, we found all these mouse and mice droppings. And they had gotten in the drawers and all that. So we've cleaned that out. But the, on the carpet, they used my very good vacuum cleaner, which has no bags in it. You just empty it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're afraid it's contaminated with the droppings. We don't know where how to clean it before I use it.
Well,
I don't
you could clean it out with orange oil and then make sure you wipe it all out. And real well, or you could use hydrogen peroxide, either one, Betty, and it'd take care of cleaning that up real well for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Hydrogen peroxide just from the grocery store or the drugstore, 3% stuff. Use it, you know, straight full strength out of the bottle, or use the orange oil at about 2 ounces per gallon of water.
2 ounces per gallon of water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. So you sure have interesting subjects. Everybody, you know, brings you their problems, and you can solve them.
Well, we try. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. You can also use for cleaning around the house the product that we use horticulturally, also called BioWash. It's just a little bit harder to find than those other things. BioWash is a very, very important cleaning and pest control tool for us around the Garrett household. And I'm not talking about plant wash. Plant wash is a different formulation now, and the bio wash is the one I'm talking about. Don't know if we're going to have time. Yeah, we will. We've got time for a couple more callers, probably. 866-444-3478. John in Alito next up. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, we cleaned out some trees and brush on the property, had a guy come out with a shredder and shred it. Some of it, though, is it didn't get shredded well, and we want to burn it. Plus, I've got a Mexican plum that had borers in it, and I had to take it out, and I want to burn those. And I'm wondering, the ash and everything from burning all this stuff, should I put it in the garden or can I put it in my compost pile?
Be better to buffer it with the compost, John, and even putting it in the compost, you don't want it to be a real high percentage of the pile. Do you have a pretty good size compost?
Yeah, I do. I've got what I started with was about a yard of dirt of our old dirt that wasn't much good, and
uh-huh.
over the last year or so, we put in our kitchen scraps. I throw dried molasses in there, and we built it up to probably about a 2-yard pile.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you can waste it all in there without any problem at all. The ash from burning wood basically is a concentration of mineral salt, you know, with all the organic matter and the carbon burned out. So
okay.
Put it back in with some carbon stuff, and you're good to go.
Great. One other quick question. We have a Confederate jasmine that is just huge, and we have it in a big pot. We leave it out, but in the winter we bring it in.
No.
Is there any chance that thing could live outside during the winter or would the weather kill it?
Well, I have Confederate jasmine outside at our office, and it's been out now about 4 years. I used to have it at the house before we did the remodeling, did all new fences and everything, and it lived the whole time. The only thing I've ever seen here in you know, our zone, which is basically zone 8 now, is that it will burn. I guess we still do have some down by the dog run, come to think of it. The foliage will sometimes burn,
mm-hmm.
and then it comes right back out. So it's more of a cosmetic thing
right.
than killing it all the way. In an organic program, I think if you're using synthetic fertilizers for other people that might be listening to this, I'm not sure it will last. But under an organic program, it's pretty tough. It'll still get burned in a really cold winter, though.
Okay. Well, great, Howard. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. I answered, by the way, a Dallas Morning News. We put this, I think it's in the column that'll be coming up. I put the cookie formula, which is on the website, by the way. It's in the library under cookies, chocolate chip, gluten-free, my recipe that I've been playing around with. It doesn't have the xanthan gum listed, and I probably need to add that to it. That's an optional thing to make them firmer. It's also on Facebook. If you go into Facebook, The Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett Facebook, you'll see a maroon button that says Ask Howard, and right under it is the cookie recipe also. And there was something else about the recipe I was going to tell you. Oh, the column in the Dallas Morning News will also have some information on the red lima beans that I spread out to some of the members of the Organic Club of America. I got mine planted late, I'll be honest with you. We had, and then the hail destroyed our gardens, and I thought completely knocked the lima beans out. But they've come back. They started producing really late. So I would imagine that most of you out there that planted the red lima beans, you've been into mature production for a while. You harvest those beans when the pods that are about that long, about 4 inches, 3-4 inches long, turn manila color, manila folder color, and get hard and crispy. Be careful harvesting them. The end is really sharp. Has a really sharp little prick on it. But, you know, pop the beans out, put them in a dry place, and then you can cook and use the recipe. And the recipe will be in that Dallas Morning News column that's coming up, and then we'll put it on the website and put it into newsletters and other things. But it'll first be in the Dallas Morning News. Basically, I'll tell you what it is. You soak the beans for 24 hours with some sea salt, and then you rinse them and you cook them in some nice clean water for a real long time, again, 24, well, anywhere from 4 to 8 hours, not 24 hours. And you just, you know, see how it works for you. And the rest of the details of the recipe we'll have for you right away, but that's pretty much it. I think the secret on cooking any kind of southern peas or beans or anything is that soaking for 12 to 24 hours in sea salt and water before you cook them. It really makes a difference in digestibility and the flavor and the whole thing. And if you say, I don't like lima beans, my wife Judy doesn't like lima beans either. In fact, she won't eat them. She likes these. They are a lima bean, but for some reason they just have a much different flavor and doesn't offend her like regular limas do. Gail in Humboldt County.
Hi, Howard.
Humboldt County where?
I'm in a little city called Fortuna, about 20 miles from Eureka.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Well, I hope you can help me and help my tree. Have an apple tree on the property here, which I am leasing, so I'm kind of panicky about what's going on. Looks like it's been here for years, and it has green apples on one side, red apples on another, on the other side. And it's been abundant in production of nice apples this year. But what I'm worried about, Howard, is the at the base of the tree, it looks like something has eaten it out from the inside out, probably, I'm going to say about maybe 14 to 16 inches at the base of the tree, and you can look right inside of the tree. And my guy that comes out and does my lawn said, oh, my God, this tree looks like it's dying. Well, I thought, I've got to call Howard and see if there's anything I can pack on the inside of it. I did take digitals of it, Howard, so I could actually send them.
Okay, good. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. But I tell you what I do right away. The first thing is the soil that may be up on the base of the tree. Whether you think the flare is showing good enough or not, take some more soil and mulch, if there's mulch there, away so you can really get a good look at the flares turning out so much so that you could step on the flare. You see what I mean? They need to be moving, you know, horizontally, not just kind of flaring out at a little bit of an angle. And that'll show you what all we're dealing with. And then I wouldn't pack it full of anything. What I would do first is splash some hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store on the wound, on that cavity. And then the next thing I would do is, besides, we're going to be doing the entire sick tree treatment on this tree is what we're going to do. And the first step is to uncover the flare more dramatically. Then the hydrogen peroxide. Then we're going to mix up a batch of what we call the tree trunk goop.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree trunk goop is a formula that I want to tell you about when I come back. Can you hang on?
I sure can. Thank you, Howard.
I'll be back in just a bit. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com.
Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at dirtdoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner
or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the organic business. They have quality fertilizers and soil amendments both in liquid and dry form. All of Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely on Medina products. They have a brand new fertilizer that's going to be on the market pretty soon. I'll keep you posted on that. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Their website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, garden centers, feed stores, any place that sells organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and I think Gail is going to be back with us, too. Are you there, Gail?
I'm here, and as a matter of fact, during the break, I walked outside. I braved the cold weather, so I'm standing right next to the tree. I am not real sure. When you said the peroxide, do I pour it into the wound, onto the ground? Or?
Well, the best thing to do in that case, Gail, is to put it in a little quart hand spray bottle.
Uh-huh.
And just spritz it in there. What you're doing with hydrogen peroxide is you're knocking back any bacteria or fungal diseases that might be trying to get started. And then we uncover more of it, like I was saying, and see if there's even more rot or something going on there that you can't see right now.
Right.
And treat that as well. And then the tree trunk goop is something that you make yourself, and it's three ingredients, well, four counting the water. But it's compost, and then soft rock phosphate. And if you can't find that in your local garden centers or feed stores, you can substitute fireplace ashes. And then the third ingredient is diatomaceous earth, natural diatomaceous earth, which, you know, any of the feed stores or garden centers should have. You mix those things in equal amounts, and then add water, and you turn it into a paste. Kind of a sloppy paste, and you slather it on this wound. And then the reason it works versus any kind of other paints or wound dressings or anything like that, it's a temporary thing. It will wash off with water, rain, or you know, just weather if it's out of the rain or whatever. But in the meantime, it helps to protect that wound. It helps to keep the pathogens away that might be around. And it feeds the plant. It feeds the plant in that area so it can produce the callus and seal and you know, seal over and compartmentalize that damaged place there. How big is the trunk diameter? Is it 4 inches, 6 inches?
Okay. I'm going to say probably about 2 feet.
Oh, it's big, bigger than I was thinking. Okay. Well, this is absolutely worth trying to do, all this stuff that I'm talking to you about. The rest of what I want you to do is what's called the sick tree treatment. And it's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. You'll find it on the homepage. under the word guides.
And it
explains the whole process, a lot of which we've already talked about. Everything we've been discussing here is part of the sick tree treatment, and and that document gives you the rest of what to do.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. And I'm hoping that the property owners don't come over before I get this done. Thank you so much.
You bet. Send me a picture of it, too, if you can. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com of a picture of the base of this wound, overall pictures, and the whole deal. And that way we'll, one, have some before and after pictures, and, two, I might see something else that, you know, I didn't help you with.
I will do that, and I'm going to seal that area off then from my dogs. I know that nothing you do is toxic to animals, but, you know, I'm thinking they might get in. I do dog rescue, so.
Oh, good for you. No, nothing will be bad for the dogs at all. I use this stuff around my dogs all the time. In fact, if they got into a bucket of it and licked it up, it wouldn't hurt them a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send picture.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Dale in Godly, Texas next. Hey, Dale.
Hello. I'd like to know the secret of planting carrot that tastes sweet. I mean, my carrots look real good when I take them out of the ground, but they're
well,
better.
Like Ben Hogan said about the secret of golf, the secret is in the dirt. It's in the soil, and you get the taste from having perfectly balanced soil, which comes from the compost and organic materials that we use and from the sugars that we use, cornmeal and dry molasses and that sort of stuff, and also from the rock. The ground-up rock materials may have as much influence on taste as anything that you use. The other thing I'd recommend that you do, Dale, is send a soil sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh and get them to give you their carbon dioxide extraction analysis and report and see if you've got some deficiency in some of the trace minerals like copper or boron or something like that. Those trace minerals, if they are deficient in the soil and deficient at getting into the plant, will affect the taste of the produce. And you can correct that. I mean, you got to be real careful when you start playing around with those kind of products. But if you use plenty of sugars and rock materials in general, use the Garrett Juice Plus, not the regular Garrett Juice formula, but Garrett Juice Plus that has fish in it, you're going to get those kind of trace minerals, zinc, copper, boron, things like that in there in the mix without having to go buy them specifically.
You said rock material. What are you talking about?
Rock materials like lava sand and zeolite and granites and ground-up rock dusts, all those kinds of things.
Oh, I'll give that a try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those of you holding, hang on. I'll talk to you before I get away real quickly. I've enjoyed being with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great week and that day, of course, and enjoy whatever you do, getting together with family, watching TV, playing in a family golf tournament like our family does, and we'll visit again next week. In the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com for any questions that you might have. If you've got a question about our big seminar that's coming up January the 19th, there's information right there on the left-hand side of the website. Enjoy your gardens. Get some fall gardening done. Make a little time for that. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for being with me.